The county manager told us Tuesday that they asked for the EPA meeting to better understand the cleanup process.
You know, they're going to be cleaning up the creek from Prospector all the way to Interstate 80. Their goal is to kind of dredge it all out and get rid of all the contaminated soils and then revegetate it with natural vegetation. And we want to know how that was going to go. We wanted to know how we should approach development in the area because we want to complement what they're trying to accomplish, and we also want to complement the process of cleaning up that stream.
The process could take a decade or more and cost tens of millions of dollars. The cost will fall on Talisker, which now owns United Park City Mines, the holder of the Richardson Flats historic tailings site.
They have about $9 million, I think they spent some of it, from the sale of from Siarco, who was a milling company down there. They think this is going to cost about $50 million and go on for 10 or 15 years.
50? 50?
Talisker, I guess, could try to recover costs from some of the underlying property owners. But for the most part, Talisker's on the hook. And so far, they seem happy that that's proceeding. They're out there now doing the environmental and engineering assessments, they being Talisker, under the supervision of the EPA.
The plan means individual property owners along Lower Silver Creek could be waiting quite a few years to develop. The EPA decided to end a process that allowed owners to conduct a voluntary cleanup of their parcels.
Since they had asked us to repeal our VCUP voluntary cleanup program so that they could center it and hold Talisker accountable. We had asked some questions. We wanted some answers to questions how that would work, because we're also concerned that at this point, the property owners can't do anything with their land until it's cleaned up, and it could be 10, 15 years before it's all cleaned up. You know, there's a lot of players in this. We take most of our lead from the State Environmental Water Quality Division. We want to be in the same kind of march together on the same table. It looks like it'll be some time before people can use their land.
So if you're a property owner and you want to develop, it's going to be
a long time.
10 years.
Thereabouts. By the way, I should say they've said 8. I just added some time on to that.
One property along Lower Silver Creek, the Triangle Parcel, is itself jointly owned by Park City and the county. However, Jasper said only a small portion of their land is contaminated and could be capped. He said the plan is for the tailings and the cleanup to go on to Richardson Flats.
They hope, in some cases, like the Triangle Parcel, to basically cap it in place. And by capping it in place, put something non-soluble over the contaminated area. But they think there's enough room for that. One of the areas we chatted about is, you know, because Park City wanted itself, and I think Senator Garns years ago did this, exempted from the Superfund site areas. They believe they cannot take soils from Park City to Richardson's Flat, and they don't think there's enough room to do it all.
But in the meantime, any of the other tailings from other parts of the operation, you know, here in Park City, they're going to have to go somewhere else.
Right. That's what's going on now. They're going to Tooele or to a temporary place, then to Tooele.
It's
a long drive to bring a dump truck of dirt.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.